Meanwhile, the international development agency Progressio has recently launched a new campaign focusing on the crucial issue of water for communities in some of the poorest regions of the world. Formerly called the Catholic Institute for International Relations, the London-based Progressio is working with other faith-based organisations to keep the problems of climate change at the top of the agenda of world leaders. The new campaign, entitled Just Add Water, highlights the plight of many poor farmers and their families who've already been badly affected by climate change and the inability to access water to grow their own crops. Media officer Joe Barrett tells my colleague Emma McCarthy more about the background to this campaign.
Actually, 1 in 6 of the world's population don't have access to safe water. And amongst the hardest hit of those are some of the 1.4 billion small-scale farmers around the world. And climate change is actually just going to make that a whole lot worse. So the Just Add Water campaign is designed to pressure world leaders who are meeting at a massive climate change summit in Copenhagen this December, not to forget water when they come to make their massive decisions that will affect the way the world tackles climate change over the coming years. And that is why we're trying to urge people to sign up to the campaign.
What does the campaign actually involve? Is it simply just a question of people adding their signatures to a petition, or is there anything else that Progressio is asking people to do?
Well, the campaign, and in fact hundreds of leaflets and postcards are already coming back into the offices here in Progressio in London, is essentially trying to get people involved by writing to their MP if they live in the UK, their Member of Parliament. But if you don't live in the UK, there's still a lot of other things that you can do. You can log onto our website, you can join a local group where you live ahead of Copenhagen, and you can pray. I mean, we really are trying to pray for world leaders at this time to make sure that they take the right decisions when they meet at this big summit.
Now, of course, in the climate change debate, we hear an awful lot about CO2 emissions. We hear about major world industries being asked to think again about becoming more green. We hear about the melting of the polar caps in the north and the south. But we very rarely hear about the issue of water itself. And yet some scientists have been warning that in the next millennium, in the next 100 years indeed, water instead of oil will become the world's most expensive and rarest commodity. Is this what you're trying to underline as well through this campaign?
Well, to a certain extent, yes. I think some of the world's poorest people who Progressio works with are telling us that water is a massive issue for them. And like you say, world leaders do get a bit caught up with emissions. You know, emissions are constantly the thing that we hear about in terms of climate change negotiations. Recently, I went out to Ecuador and met a lady there called Esperanza. And she has a small little farm, and she's a mother of 3 teenage sons. And she took me out and to show me her farm, and she said, look, you know, climate change is already happening for me. She said, it doesn't rain when it used to. The ground is really dry. I plant my potatoes and they don't grow. And these are the type of people that Progressio is really trying to include in the debate. We want world leaders to remember, that you know, people like Esperanza exist and they have a very valid voice. And instead of being able to grow her own potatoes, Esperanza is having to go to the local shops and actually buy food for her sons. And that's why we need to act now, because it's some of the world's poorest and most vulnerable people who are most at risk. In fact, many of our communities, the communities that we work with in countries around the world, are reporting similar concerns. In Malawi, our country director there, a guy called Lloyd, also said the same thing. He said, you know, climate's so different to what it used to be. And it rains when it didn't used to rain. It's much drier than it used to be. And I think the unpredictability of the weather, particularly, is what's causing people to be concerned. Because these small-scale farmers in countries like Malawi rely on the weather. You know, they rely on being able to know when to put their potatoes in. And if they can't follow the historic pattern that they've used and that their ancestors have used, then suddenly they're left without any resources, without any food to feed their children. And that's the kind of thing that is really, you know, happening now. I mean, and these are the people, some of the poorest people in the world, and that's really why we have to keep them at the forefront of our minds.
In the recent G8 or enlarged G8 summit that took place here in Italy, there seemed to be a lot of disaccord regarding the targets that have been set ahead of Copenhagen, not only to do with the reduction of emissions, but also with world leaders' commitment to doing something actively about climate change when they meet in Copenhagen to discuss a replacement to the Kyoto Protocol. What is Progressio calling on world leaders to do? What steps do you think need to be put in place?
Well, Progressio is part of a big UK coalition called the Stop Climate Chaos Coalition. And together we are working to get a few key asks in this major climate change document, one of which is that global temperatures must be stopped from rising. Global temperatures currently are likely to increase by about 4 degrees by 2100, and that really must be brought down. We're also asking developed countries, rich nations, to take the bulk of the responsibility. I mean, we cause a lot of this greenhouse gas that's floating around in the atmosphere, so we need to take steps to reduce our own emissions. At the same time, we're also asking developing countries to take their bulk of the responsibility. Economies like China and India, which are growing really, really quickly, also need to sit up and say, you know what, yeah, we're going to take steps as well to reduce our emissions. So I think there's a broad package of action that needs to happen. But we do have to remember in all of this that it's the world's poor and the world's most vulnerable who are likely to suffer. And rich nations really have to take the lead on showing, you know, the rest of the world that there is an example to be made. I mean, Pope Benedict just reminded us a few weeks ago in his latest encyclical, Caritas in Veritate, that as Catholics particularly, we have a grave duty to protect the earth for future generations. I mean, we are using the earth's resources in an unsustainable manner, and we really must inhabit the planet and continue to cultivate it, but also protect it for future generations and for our children. And I think that that's not just obviously a Catholic message, it's very much a Christian message. And we must all act together really with a common voice, I think, to show that we're ready to do this and to also urge international leaders, the people who are taking the decisions, to make these difficult choices. And yes, it will be hard. I mean, we will have to change our lifestyles and we might have to fly less and use our cars less, but really there's no alternative, because if people are already suffering the effects of climate change, as they are, then the time to act is now. We can't get to a situation where we have a 4 degree rise in global temperatures. That will spell utter disaster. And there's a positive note here. I think we have a real opportunity to work together, and that's what Progressio is trying to do with this campaign.
Thanks there to Joe Barrett, Media Officer for the International Development Agency Progressio, talking to my colleague Emma McCarthy.